Yes, this is the third Sunday in Advent, and we celebrate the gift of love. And now the love candle is lit. Christmas is almost here, 2 weeks from today. Praise God. Our first scripture from Malachi. Very seldom do I have anything from Malachi, but I have loved you, says the Lord. Yet you say, in what way have you loved us? People of Malachi's day didn't sense God's love. They didn't necessarily believe that he did love them, even though he said he did. I think a lot of people today have that same kind of response. Oh yeah, you love me? Well, how do you love me? If you loved me, maybe I wouldn't have lost my loved one. Or if you loved me, maybe I wouldn't have this affliction. If you loved me, maybe I wouldn't have these financial problems. If you loved me, maybe my relationship wouldn't have gone south. There's so many things that we could question God about. If you loved me, I wouldn't be experiencing these things. We tend to focus on love as we understand it or what we think it should be. We tend to focus on our own needs and wants. Yeah, if you loved me, you'd do this for me. Everything is me, 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 me. We live in that kind of world today. That's why, in a way, it's very fitting what Dale read. We need to be focusing more outward. Love your neighbor as yourself, as Jesus said. But I think that's the way the world is today. And they question God. I mean, you hear it all the time. And people sometimes lose their faith. Sometimes people just get very depressed because something happens and they question God's love. It's unfortunate. But we have other scriptures. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And from Romans 8, but God demonstrates his own love toward us. See, not only does he say that he loves us, but here he demonstrates it. He shows us. Demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We were all sinners. We're all still sinners. None of us are perfect yet. But someday we will be. But God not only says he loves us, he proves it. That while we were sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't have to do that. But yet he chose to come down from heaven to live as a human being, suffer all the things that we go through, and go to the cross, all because he loved us. Next. From John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. And that's true. I don't think that's anybody can deny that. And that's what Jesus did. He gave up his own life for his friends. See, the thing is, God is interested in what we go through. And as we go through trials and tribulations, he does provide comfort. He does provide strength and hope. He gives us the things that we need, provides for us. Well, too many times we don't appreciate it the way we should. It's kind of, you know, what have you done for me lately? I know all that you did in the past for me, but what have you done for me lately? That's not the right attitude to take. Unfortunately, we're human, and that's the way we are. But he does care about us and the things we face, and he does provide. But God sees the bigger picture. We tend to focus on the things that affect us in this life here while we walk the earth. We tend to focus on those things, getting through those trials and tribulations, getting to a place where we feel comfortable and at peace. We're not quite as concerned about the future and where we'll be after we pass on. We tend to focus on the now. And in one sense, we are supposed to take one day at a time, live one day at a time, walk with the Lord one day at a time. So it's kind of a paradox in some respects. But yet, we tend to focus on everything that affects us here. But God, seeing the bigger picture, says, this is only a short span in time. Even if you live to be 100 years, what does that mean compared to spending eternity with Him? And that's His focus. Yes, He could do all sorts of things for us here. He could heal us. He could prevent our loved ones from getting sick and passing away. Everybody could live to a ripe old age. That could be. But in the grand scheme of things, God says, what's most important is that you are going to spend eternity with me. And I am going to show you what love really is. All the things that you experience here are going to be done away with. No pain, no sorrow, no suffering. Everything is going to be peace and joy and love. That's what you're going to experience in my presence, and that's what He says. So don't worry so much about these things that you go through. I'm showing you what true love is. Without my love, you would be spending an eternity in hell. But because I love you, I made a way that you could be saved from your sins and spend eternity with me. Wow. We all need to think about that. Let that sink in. And it gives us a greater appreciation for who He is and how much He does love us. And even though we experience heartache on this earth, He's not unaware of what we go through. But He's going to take all of that away. Eternity is a very, very long time. I can never wrap my head around that. Every time I think about it, eternity, wow, it never ends. The peace and joy and love that we will experience will never, ever end. What an amazing thing. And lastly, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. Wow. Welcomed into His family. I've shared this before. I don't remember whether it was in a service or whether it was a Bible study or whatever, but think about it. Yeah, I think it wasn't Bible study because Dale is adopted. But there are many children in the world today that have lost their parents for one reason or another. They're in foster homes or some other place, an orphanage. They don't know the love of family like we do. They don't know it. They don't experience it. Maybe the foster parents care for them. Maybe they're only in it for the money. Who knows? Or in the orphanage, we don't know what kind of care they receive, whether it's genuine love and concern. But one day, there's a child, let's say in that orphanage, and a couple comes and they want to adopt a child. And they pick one out. Did that child do anything to deserve that, to be adopted? No. That child didn't have anything to say about it, but was just picked by that couple for whatever reason. And taken into their family. and given that family's name, and given everything that that family has, all the love, the lifestyle, the house, the home, all the good things. It's like Dale said when we talked about this, it's like Christmas every day. Because that child knew nothing, probably didn't have very much, didn't have anybody to give them gifts or show them as much love as a mother and father would. But that child now is part of a family and loved and taken care of, because that family wouldn't have adopted that child unless they had love to share. In the same way, God has looked down upon each one of us. We didn't do anything to deserve His love. We didn't do anything that He should send His Son to die for us, but He did. And we have been adopted into His family. Why, what manner of love is that? That we are now called by His name. We are children of His. Adopted into royalty. Given all the rights and privileges that heaven has to offer. And as Scripture says, as children of God, we will be seated with Christ on His throne. Probably come up into the lap of our Father while He's on His throne. It's an amazing privilege. It really is. And that can't even compare with the earthly example that I gave you. Because the riches that God has to offer far, far, far outweigh anything that any earthly family could offer an adopted child. Boy, the love of God is really amazing. It really is. And that's what we celebrate today. And that's what came to this earth on the day that Jesus was born. God's love, perfect example of His love. And it paved the way for us to experience that love like never before. God always loved His creation and the people He created. But we didn't always understand it. We didn't always see it the way He wanted us to see it. But now we can. We see it in Jesus. And the way He loved is the perfect example of the Father's love and what we can experience. So that's one of the things that we celebrate at Christmas. The hope that came, that we would have eternal life, the peace. There's no more hostility between us and God. We have been reconciled with God. And now love. It's an amazing thing. And that's what we need to take in, not only in this Christmas season, but throughout the year, to remember just how much God loves us. Let's pray. Father, we thank You. Not only are You an amazing God, but Your love is so amazing and precious to us. Help us, Father, to fully grasp the enormity of Your love, how far it extends, and that we will never, ever be separated from that love. It's an ongoing thing, and we will experience it throughout all eternity. An ongoing, passionate love that You have for us. It's so hard to understand because we are so undeserving. But yet we thank You, Lord, that in spite of the things we've done and perhaps even things that we will yet do, You love us. And someday we will be perfect before You. There'll be no more sin nature. We won't have these things to deal with. Nothing negative or no ungodly thoughts coming into our our heads, everything will be pure and holy. And that's the way we will be. We have that promise from you. That's also an example of your love, that we will be made pure and holy before you. Thank you so much for your amazing love. In Jesus' name, amen.